a little information on the cap to cap out what everybody saw last night. Why did we see it? What did we see? What's the end result? Where is it going? And then the major, major, major question, how should Christians and conservatives respond? So thank you for being here as we talk about this very grave, serious subject, but it's about watching the hand of God intervene in the life of humanity.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, and I'll give honor, amen, to God this morning, who's the head of my life, and I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years, amen, and all my family and friends that are listening on today, and certainly we hope and pray that you will listen intently.
Yes.
Today, because I think I went to bed last night, Dr. Youngblood, horrified.
Yes.
Rejoicing on one hand, not because of anything evil or bad that I wished to happen upon anybody.
That's right.
But I'm rejoicing in the fact that God is still in control.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if I might not have woken up at different points in time in my sleep last night, still shaking my head.
Yeah.
Because of the horrification.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, at what everybody saw on national television last night.
Yes.
Now, if you are a Democrat this morning, I mean, listen, I know it's bad to criticize anyone,
mm-hmm.
but if you're going to support somebody like that, I mean, being the president of the United States, after and continue to support him,
mm-hmm.
after what we saw, everybody saw. Now, what's more scary for me,
mm-hmm.
is we saw it firsthand in the U.S. last night on our national screens. But Dr. Youngblood, I have to wonder, when he goes to other countries, what do the national leaders see out of him over there?
Yes, and what have they already seen?
It's, you know, again, something that we need to come to grips and to come to realize. Some people say that the truth is the light, but the light shone brightly.
Yes.
On last night. We now know who's in the house.
That's right.
So now, after being, we've seen everything that we need to see, I mean, to verify the thing that we talked about, and I realize a whole lot of times we might have had to critique matters based on things that we thought was going on the whole time, but now what happened on last night confirms.
The curtains have been opened.
Everything that we mm-hmm. talked about, even on this broadcast,
yes.
pertaining to this administration.
Yes.
So now, how can you go on being a Democrat
mm-hmm.
after what was put on display last night?
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the whole matter came out. I believe that literally, as I watched the debacle, it was not a debate.
That's right.
By any stretch of the imagination. He wasn't even in the arena of being a participant of a debate session with
That's
Donald
right.
Trump.
That's right.
But after looking at the man, Dr. Youngblood, literally, and I kind of made a joke out of it, it seems like smoke was coming from the man's skull,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
literally,
mm-hmm.
as his brain was contorting,
trying to
come up with
an answer,
a plausible answer for each question that mm-hmm. was asked.
Right.
He got off track so many times. I mean, he said things that were, I mean, he started off right, in the right area
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of whatever his response was, but in the middle of it, he lost track of
even talked
what
about,
he should have been
even
saying.
Talking about defeating Medicare and Medicaid, and says term defeating it. But listen, I'm looking at a meme here on my telephone. It said, let's get ready. It's a picture of Joe Biden. It said, let's get ready to mumble. It's not rumble, but mumble. Another meme here says, Biden doesn't need a cognitive test. His voters do. So the point that the memes make with that, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't want to in any way come across as making fun of a cognitively depleted, unable individual as Joe Biden. He cannot help his physicality. But I am concerned about those that are behind the scenes pulling the strings, like Joe Biden's wife, should have never let him go through what he went through last night. Joe Biden's family should have never allowed him to go through what he faced last night. Joe Biden and all of his handlers should have never put him out there as they did last evening. He was juiced up, jacked up, and on drugs. And in my most humble opinion, Dr. Davis, he had an earpiece in that right ear. He kept fiddling with his ear, pressing on his ear and fiddling, and that's the reason he was on the side that he was on, so that you will not see his right ear. On two occasions when he turned, I got up close to the television and analyzed. I personally believe that he had an earpiece. I know that in 2020 he had an earpiece, and I wondered if somebody was talking to him, trying to give him the answers, and he was trying to press on his ear, thinking, talk a little louder or tell me again so that he could repeat it. I believe that's what was happening. I believe I have a caller on the line. Kenneth, go over to question or comment, please. Kenneth, are you there? I believe we've lost Kenneth. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Said, Biden's disaster debate performance sparks media meltdown, calls for him to withdraw from the 2024 race. Now listen, I don't want to harp on the fact that I told you so for the past 3 years, that Biden would not be on the ballot. Joe Biden would not be the candidate on the ballot in 2024. We're 120 days out, and we are witnessing the plans, the preparations, and the talk behind the scenes as to how to remove Joe Biden. This article reads, Biden's rough showings has even close allies calling for him to step down for 2024. President Joe Biden's rough performance at CNN presidential debate has caused an earthquake across the media landscape, ranging from dismal reviews of vocal calls on the left for him to withdraw. CNN's John King put a spotlight on the, quote, very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party, end quote. He says, this was a game-changing debate, in the sense that right now, as we speak, there's a deep, a wide, very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. It started just minutes into the debate, and it continues right now, King said. Quote, it involves party strategists. It involves elected officials. It involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations right now about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, which they think will hurt other people in the down the party line, in the down ticket, and they're having conversations about what they should do about it, end quote. CNN's John King colleague Casey Hunt similarly wrote on Twitter, the voice, the open-mouthed look, the visual contrast between President Biden and President Donald J. Trump all have Democrats I'm talking to nearly beside, all Democrats I'm talking to nearly beside themselves watching this debate, end quote. Further in the article, it says, media calls for Biden to withdraw from the 2024 race after disaster CNN debate performance. It's all over, they said. NBC's Chuck Todd admitted that Biden looked like the caricature that conservatives have been painting of him, specifically over his mental acuity. Media figures shocked at Biden's bad debate performance. Total and complete disaster, they said. And I'm quoting from this article. The most stunning fallout of the first presidential debate was the open floodgate of the media calling for Biden to step aside. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman, a longtime Biden ally, wrote that the debate made me weep, and I realized that Biden should step aside immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little tip of the iceberg. I've read about two dozen articles on that subject this morning. There's probably 100 articles like that online, and it is the stir that is being heard and seen and felt and analyzed around the globe. The first time in American history that this has ever taken place as we're witnessing. The first time that Americans are witnessing the implosion of a presidential administration and what it will do. We'll talk about that further on this broadcast today. What this implosion of Joe Biden, what it will do on the global stage, what we can expect as Christians, as conservatives and patriots for the next 5 months before January when a new president is sworn in. I believe we're headed down a very, very, may I say again, very rough road for the next 120 to 140, 50, 60 days. I'm talking about until January when the next president's sworn in. I think there's some major calamity before us. And I'm not a prophet of doom, but I believe God will have us to analyze where we are and to understand the dangers ahead. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And Dr. Davis, I'm going to tell you, you're dead on point, and it was comical. And our enemies are looking at this and saying, okay, we can make our move now while he's still in office. And I believe Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, is going to take his place. I believe before that second debate, hopefully.
Well, if I can jump in, Kenneth, you're exactly right. But if I can jump in for just a moment to add a little footnote to what you said, there will not be a second debate. I know they're not saying that yet. There will not be a second debate. The Democrat leadership would be fools to put Joe Biden on the platform again for a second debate. Number one, the second debate is scheduled to be after the Democratic National Committee. After the Democratic National Committee, Joe Biden will be history from the standpoint of being in a presidential race. There will not be a second debate. In fact, they had already talked about in that second debate trying to do it by way of some visual rather than in person. As we speak, the Democratic National Committee already saying that they're going to have the vote from the delegates by way of internet, some visual Skype or some other tool, rather than having the delegates in a convention setting. They have already set themselves up, realizing on the back burner the potentiality of what happened last evening, and as a result of that, trying to insulate themselves from an absolute total explosion rather than just simply an implosion. Kenneth, our time is about out for this before we have the top of the hour news. We've got other callers, but thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your insight. And listen very carefully, all of our listeners. This is not a situation to rejoice over. This is a situation to mourn over and to recognize God is in control, but also to recognize that it's as a direct response to Christians praying and asking God to intervene. Amen. And I believe God did that exact thing. God, as the old cliche would go, God showed up last evening. God intervened last evening. And we need to rejoice, be strong, and of good courage in realizing and recognizing that God is on the throne. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe we have James on the line. James, go with your question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Great show as usual. Thank you for being that voice of reason and a bright light out in a dark place. I was just going to tell you that I was disappointed with President Trump in that he didn't take that opportunity to be a little, you know, take it down a notch and be a little bit more restrained and calmer and not repeat over a couple of the hot points over and over again, and rather maybe say, I'm not a perfect man. I'm a sinner, as we all are, but I love this country, and I certainly love the Lord. I don't want to forget my first love, and I am doing my best to show that in how I ran this country, and I will be continuing to be a work in progress as I do that, and I hope that my record is what people decide against, and that the comment about him, his opponent, Biden, the puppet, needing to be in a memory care. Yeah, it's true, but I think that had he taken the high road and not beat it home over and over again, and I also didn't like the fact that somebody that's cognitively there with us, as we know President Trump is sharp as a tack, didn't answer the questions at least three or four times. I'm not a violent person. I usually don't throw my hat at the television, but after the third or fourth time where the interviewers were actually being softball with President Trump, said, well, the question was, because Trump went back and reiterated and defended himself against, factless claims that Biden made, people get it. They know it. But what saddens me is we as believers know that this is all in the Lord's hands. But I would love it if a president stood up and said, I love this, the Lord Almighty. I love this country, and I'm going to do my best. And he's got a record to rely on. But what if he said, I confess? Don't even say, I repent yet. Just say, I confess I'm a sinner. Just start the three-way process to saying, I'm going to follow the Lord. A revelation that would be.
James, our time is about out, but one thing is a footnote to what you've said. I am in full agreement with what you said. However, there is a caveat that I will add to it. We, from a Christian perspective, a seasoned Christian perspective, can say that, expect that, but we cannot expect that, in my opinion, from Donald Trump. Donald Trump, at the very least, would be an infant Christian. Therefore, he does not see it as we do. But thank you so much for your call, James. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We're going to be at the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Learn more. Visit conservative.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. UK, under new management, the Labour Party has won a big victory in parliamentary elections. The Conservatives, led by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, are out after 14 years. After visiting Ukraine, Hungarian Prime Minister Orbán has arrived in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin discussing peace proposals for Ukraine. And it's a campaign visit to Wisconsin today for President Biden. A horrific scene on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Three people killed after a driver who authorities say may have been driving drunk plowed his pickup truck into a group celebrating the 4th of July in New York City. Thousands evacuated during a Northern California wildfire now been allowed to return to their homes. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 108 points, while the NASDAQ 84 points higher. This is SRN News.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down the dusty road.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that dusty road.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that should be on the hearts and the minds of every citizen, and particularly the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots. We should recognize what has taken place. What happened last evening in the debate? What are your thoughts on it? What are your opinions? How do you stand on it? What do you see as the path forward and what we need to do as Christians and conservatives? That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm here with Dr. Davis, and we're talking about this subject because I believe it is important. It's imperative, in fact, that Christian conservatives and patriots today recognize what's happening in our nation and how we need to view the events of last evening's debate. I'm looking at a headline. Said, looks and sounds ancient. Biden's appearance roasted minutes into CNN debate with Trump. This article reads, both candidates were introduced by moderators Dana Bash and Jake Tapper without a live studio audience, leaving their walk to the platform in silence. Only minutes in, many were commenting on the appearance of both candidates, particularly Biden. Both camps have taken to poke at each other about the age. It's hard to imagine this debate starting any worse than it did for Joe Biden. Another headline, Congress Democrats in the state of shock over Biden's debate performance. We'll look at some of the statements, but it says in part, President Biden's shaky debate performance against President Donald Trump is being met with shock and dismay from the Democrat allies in Congress. Even as the debate was still going on, some House Democrats expressed fears of a wipeout for their party further down the ballot. We're going to lose 20 seats in the House if this goes continues, said one House Democrat. Others for this story spoke on the condition of anonymity of their candid thoughts of the party's disastrous leader. One House Democrat described the president's debate performance as awful, exclaiming, what in the world is taking place? They use some explicatives that I won't use. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question and comment.
Hey, brother, I want you to help me here. My wife came last night for an overseas mission trip, and I didn't have time to watch the debate. And my sister texted me this morning, said, hey, did you watch the debate? And I told her, this is what I need you to help me. I said, hey, sister, I don't need to watch it. All I need to look is at the prices at the gas station, in the supermarket, the rent, in the wars going on, the moral decay and the spiritual decay of these three nations at the hands of the Democrats, especially the zombie in the White House. So tell me if I miss something, brother. Do I need to watch that as a Christian? Everything is what? Telling me this guy is horrible.
Yes.
I think for he's horrible, he's bad, incompetent. I think the way that he's taking the country, I think that's how he did last night. I didn't watch the debate. You help me here, brother. I don't know.
Yes, Jose, you're exactly right. And one of the things that took place last evening was very, 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 very much of what we have talked about off and on this broadcast for the past three and a half years. Joe Biden ought not to have ever been sworn in to the Oval Office. Joe Biden is cognitively depleted simply because of his mental acuity having absolutely having had its demise, and it's something he can't control. But the people that's controlling him ought to have known better. They ought to be charged with senior abuse. But you're exactly right. What Biden has done under the behind-the-scenes leadership of Barack Hussein Obama and the globalists, what has taken place is a sham, is a shame, and is a major, major, major a destructive power for the United States of America. We've seen what Biden has done. He has destroyed the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. He's destroyed the economy. He's destroyed our military. He's destroyed anything that would be called conservatism in our nation simply because the goal of Barack Hussein Obama was to fundamentally change America. Obama, as you recall, said that America ought not to be a super nation or a super state, that it ought not to be any greater than any other nation. So the purpose and the plan of the globalists was to, you'd use the Youngblood vernacular, was to bring America down a few notches to make us equal to the banana republics around the globe. And they have almost been successful in doing it. And based on what we saw last evening, I'm going to talk about in a few moments the exponential going forward with the high speed of the further implosion of the morals, ethics, and the values while Biden is still in office. Go ahead.
It is sad, brother, what's going on. And I call the Democrats, they are the termites destroying the country from within. Have a great day, brother.
You're right. Absolutely. Thank you so much for your call.
But you know, Dr. Youngblood, what was so pathetic about that, you could turn the volume down on the TV set and just watch it like a silent movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious who won the debate.
Yes.
Now, again, getting back to what we said earlier, we don't want to criticize people to make it sound like, you know, we are hating anyone. We hate what's going on in
America. Absolutely. I'm saddened to see what's happening in America.
We hate that. Now, the only two things they can do going forward right now is to present another candidate that's going to be worthy to run for this office. And the second thing that they're going to have to do is cheat. Those two things, that's the only way they're going to win this election. Put somebody else in there, and then they're going to have to cheat.
Well, they already got the cheat. They already got the cheat sheets in place. They're already planning that on a national basis. The only thing that's going to be different is the name that's on the ballot.
Well,
in fact, I would not be surprised if they do not leave the name on the ballot, but have the other person standing in that they will have already announced.
Well, and President Trump answered that question because I think they tried to trap him at the end.
Oh yeah.
Will you succeed? Will you accept
the election if you do not win?
Right.
And he couched it exactly right. If it is a legal election, if it is a fair election, yes.
I'm so glad he said that.
And yet people thought, well, you should have answered it more definitively. No, that was definitive enough for me. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at this statement. Congress Democrats in the state of shock over Biden's debate performance. One of them says, I am in the state of shock. Another, a third House Democrat said, Jamal Bowman is the hero we need now. We need him to pull the fire alarm. One female House Democrat said it is time for, listen to this, and that's setting the stage, it is time for a woman to come in and save both these men from their misery. Now, that sets the stage for where some things are going. As I have said so many times, Dr. Davis, behind the scenes you have three people that I believe are prominent for the potentiality of replacing Joe Biden. Another headline, there's a deep and wide and very aggressive panic going on now in the Democratic Party. Within minutes of Thursday's debate between incumbent Joe Biden and President Donald Trump revealed a horrifying situation for America's Democrats. It explained John King of CNN report, quote, right now, as we speak, there's a deep, wide, and very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. And he said it started 1 minute after the debate. King continued saying they're having conversations about how they should handle it. Some of those conversations involve should we go to the White House and ask the president to simply step aside. Another said should the prominent Democrats go public with that call for him to step aside. The report said Biden froze just minutes into the debate, losing his train of thought, not even being able to answer the questions. So, Dr. Davis, one of the things that you were touching on with just watching it, didn't have to hear it, Joe Biden would look at the camera with a jaw dropped and with his eyes glazed over. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's some of the indications there that he was hyped up, juiced up, jacked up, as the physicians have been calling it, in relationship to being drugged in order for him to stand and speak. And, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, we witnessed in the debate last evening a major, massive, fault in the bottom line of where we're going as a nation. Looking at a headline, Dem voters horrified, open talks about replacing Joe Biden. Senior Democrat officials are openly now talking about whether Joe Biden should step aside in 2024. Right now, the party involves strategists, it involves elected officials, it involves fundraisers, and they're having conversations about the president's performance, and they think it was dismal. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and simply ask him to step aside? CBS correspondent Ed O'Keefe confirmed that there are, quote, there are at least some House Democrats who were gathered tonight watching this together, talking about talking to the White House and having Joe Biden to step down. That's how bad the debate was. And it goes on to talk about different ones. And it says, the voice, the open mouth look, the visual contrast between President Biden and President Trump all have Democrats thinking and talking nearly beside themselves watching the debate, according to one of the CNN news anchors. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, how should we respond? What should we do as Christians, as conservatives? How should we respond to this? Let's face it, Joe Biden lost the debate, and he did so royally. It's not just simply looking at what the debates were like. That's not the full picture. Remember, the whole world was watching the debate last evening.
That's right.
Watching it. Just what our national enemies think. What do our international enemies think? What did they see? What will they